And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 12th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile, in 1904. When he was 19 years old, he sold all his possessions in order to publish his first book, Crepusculario, Twilight. Pablo Neruda, who always wrote in green ink because he believed it was the color of hope. It's the birthday of Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau, Concord, Massachusetts, 1817, went to Harvard, then worked in his father's pencil factory. He taught for a while, but he resigned because he didn't want to beat his students, which was traditional back then. He went to work for Ralph Waldo Emerson, moved into Emerson's house, tutored his children, and after he accidentally burned down 300 acres of woods near Concord, he decided to go out and live in the woods. And on July the 4th, 1845, he entered the woods living in a cabin he had built there near Walden Pond. Lived there 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days, cultivating beans, eating fish and salt pork and woodchuck, and writing in his journal. It took him almost 9 years to work up his journal into a book. Walden came out in 1854, in which he wrote, "I wanted to live deep and suck all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms." It was on this day in 1389 King Richard II appointed Geoffrey Chaucer to the position of chief clerk of the King's Works in Westminster, which came with a good salary, £30 per year, but a very heavy workload. Chaucer had to supervise the building, the maintenance of a number of royal projects, including the Tower of London and Westminster Palace. But it gave him the chance to travel widely and to meet people of many different social classes, and probably was a help in enabling him to write his great work, The Canterbury Tales. And it's the birthday of Julius Caesar, born in Rome around 100 BC, who managed to capture for the Roman Empire most of what became France and Great Britain, returned to Rome, entered into a civil war against his political opponents. Against great odds, Caesar won the war and forgave many of the leaders who had fought against him, which was his great mistake, because it was a group of those men whom he spared who began to conspire against him and who killed him. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy entitled A Republic of Cats. Nobody rules, they all take turns, I can never tell who will chase who, playing war over the couch and chairs round and round again, until suddenly they stop as if a whistle blew in their heads. 5 of them, aged 15 to 2, who will curl together, making one cushion of patchwork fur? Who will painstakingly lick a friend, washing and cuddling? Who will growl at their friend of last hour? The one rule is where each sleeps at night, their spot in the bed, and with whom it is written in bone. A Republic of Cats, a poem by Marge Piercy from Made in Detroit, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.